The story of women composers throughout the centuries is fraught with prejudice, patriarchy, and exclusion. And a new record label aims to change that. La Boîte à Pépites, or The Jewel Box, dedicated its first release to piano, chamber, and orchestral music by Charlotte Soy, a French composer who died in 1955 and lived through two world wars. After a launch in France in April, the label heads next to the UK on September 30th and hopes for an American release as well. The person who founded the label is Eloise Dozetti. She's a French cellist who joins us now from France. Hello.
Hello.
So this is an exciting project, and I want to start with just what first drew you to the works of women composers in history.
A few years ago, the question of the role of women in the history of music began to gain a certain importance in my life as a musician. Who could I have spent so many years without ever having played a piece composed by a woman? And at the beginning of quarantine, like everyone else, I had fewer gigs and finally the time to create these projects that seemed necessary to me.
How would you describe Soy's music?
Incredible music. It's completely specific as French music from the beginning of the 20th century. Sometimes impressionistic, sometimes figurative, with colors of Ravel, Chausson, or Debussy.
So how did you decide to launch your label with world premiere recordings of Charlotte Soy? Why did you choose her?
Last year, I was with the Orchestre National Avignon-Provence in the south of France, and I was completely captivated by this music, and the conductor put me in touch with Charlotte Soy's grandson, who for the past 10 years has been copying his grandmother's manuscripts, and I was thus able to have access to all the works of Charlotte Soy.
And none of it had ever been published before?
No, no.
So from this release of these three albums of Soy's music, was there any one piece of music that you found and played and thought, oh my God, I can't believe the world hasn't heard this?
There is so many. I can answer this question. Maybe the piano trio, I think it's a masterpiece.
Why have these compositions of women like Soy been hidden away in attics, forgotten for decades and sometimes centuries? And how is your label trying to change that?
Today, only 4% of the works are composed by a woman. I don't think the reason is that concert programmers knowingly refuse to program them. In my opinion, we don't know enough works composed by women. My aim is to increase the percentage of known works written by female composers.
Why do you think women composers like Soy and others have been ignored for so long?
I think I like an anecdote about the French composer, pianist and teacher Louise Farinck. In 1872, the Universal Dictionary mentioned Louise Farinck, one of the most honorable places in the history of French music. 8 years after her death, all that remained is this mention, professor of the conservatory.
Mm.
There you go, it's as simple as that when a composer dies and she is no longer there to keep her work alive, it disappears almost instantly.
Wow, so it dies with her, which is so sad.
And she was published and played and she had everything.
That's incredible. In her lifetime, she was recognized, but as soon as she was not able to speak for herself anymore, her legacy was gone.
Yeah.
With Soy, didn't she write under a male name for a while?
Yeah, she used her grandfather's name, Charles Soy.
in order to be published, or why did she use her grandfather's name?
It's a smart way to bypass the prejudice about the woman who composed music.
A way to get around the prejudice for women.
Exactly.
In general, how do you find these women's music?
Some of them in libraries, and it's a really interesting thing to observe. Often men put their work in the National Library, but few women did so. I don't really know why, but it must be because of self-confidence that would allow to believe that women's work could be part of the history of music. Mm. The works of women have often remained with the descendants of the composer.
Wow, incredible. So it all depends on whether their children and grandchildren saved the pieces of paper.
Yeah.
Have you found that people are generally interested? I mean, since you've announced the label?
Yeah. I think we are really lucky, and I'm really happy. I didn't expect the Story Project to be so successful. Since the launch in France in April, we have more than 1 million streams on the platforms, and I didn't expect it at all. So it's encouraging for the future. We don't want to rewrite the story of the music. We want to add the woman who counts in this story.
Yeah. So add it to the repertoire that exists already.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Eloise Vizzati, founder of the new music label, La Vuelta a Pepit. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you so much.